one of those ball had eyes. And it works. Gilbertson at first, Hatfield coming up. Taya hit into a fielder's choice last time up. So she will step in here for the Blackhawks, trailing the game 4-1 here in the last of the fourth inning. Time called, and now Kennedy Shea ready to work. Gilbertson at first, and the pitch. Batter shows bunt, brought it back. She offered, and it's called a strike. Nothing and one to the hitter. And the other night, those storms came in when River Valley was playing Richland Center, and they luckily got the game in. There was all of a sudden dark clouds and lightning, and I had to scramble as fast as the poor old radio announcer can to get out of here. This one is upstairs for a ball. One ball and one strike. Reminds me of a game many years ago here at River Valley. This was before the current setup. The baseball diamond was a little bit more over toward where you come in through where the egg shop is and all of that. And backstop was there pointing outward. And I remember a big storm came up. You could see it coming across the valley. Here's the pitch down low for a ball. 2-1. And you could see this dust rolling in. It was probably a dry year. And all of a sudden, the umpire said, nope, they call it. Let's get out of here. And everybody ran past me. And I'm like holding onto an antenna and everything else. Got a little wet that night, but that's all right. Ball is upstairs. 3-1 to the hitter. Sometimes those spring storms come up and you're not really prepared for it. If I'm expecting it to rain, I'll bring a tent or tarps or something. 3-1 pitch. There's a strike back to first and not in time. Gilbertson slides back in head first. One away. That's three strikeouts for Platteville's pitcher. Now, wait a minute. They're going to say that she did not strike out. Might have tipped off the bat. All right, so Hatfield ready to work. Takes a swing, foul this one back. She's got new life. Batter back at first base. Batter the runner. That is Destiny Gilbertson. 4-1, Platteville in the lead here in area softball action. Jay ready. There's the deal. Check swing and a ball, and she is aboard. So River Valley has two base runners now, and nobody out. Ella Hillebrand will be the batter. That is the third walk given up by Kennedy Shea. And River Valley is going to insert two courtesy runners into the game. So coming in to run will be number 7, Destiny Gilbertson. And on the other side, like another River Valley runner, not privy to the number there. And again, she may not be on the roster I have. We had that the other night. So I think it looks like number 1, and we don't, at least I don't have a number 1. Ella Myers? All right. I'll take your word for it. Thank you. Okay. Thanks, Kara. All right, so runners at first and second. Here's the pitch. Batter shows bunt. Bunt, third base side, and it rolls foul. So picked up now by the third base person in that foul ground. Actually, the runner at second is Alyssa Knockreiner, and it looks like Ella Myers at first base. Huh? Okay, yep, sounds good. Well, I think we're squared away. We got everybody out there. Nothing in one on the batter. Bunt foul again, and it's strike two now on Ella Hillebrand. Two aboard here in the fourth inning for River Valley, and nobody out. Trying to rally here today from three runs down. Kennedy Shea back to work. Johnson with the glove up. Here's the 0-2. That one is high. One ball and two strikes to the batter. Hillebrand with a couple of swings. Now steps back in. Top of the order, due next for River Valley. Into the motion, Shea deals. That one is the ball. Throw back to first, and not in time. Myers flips back underneath the tag. Count is two balls and two strikes. Runners back to first and second. Hillebrand in for the 2-2 offering from Kennedy Shea. There it is, popped up, third base side. Over is the third base person. She's got it against the River Valley dugout. So there is one away. Hillebrand is gone on a pop-out. Nice play by Jackson Berenson of Platteville. And now back to the top of the order, Brooklyn Stokes. She has struck out and laid down a sacrifice bunt for River Valley. Two on, one away. Here's the pitch ripped toward the middle and in there for a base hit. They've got the runner held at third as the throw comes on from Graney. And the bases are loaded. Stokes sneaks in a single. Runners move to second and third, and Hannah Heglin will be the batter. Tying runs aboard for the Blackhawks in the bottom of the fourth, and now here is a conference coming up for the Platteville coaching staff. And Coach Graney is out to have a word with his infield. Join us for the post-game show tonight, sponsored by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. Also, we'll mention the turning point of the game tonight. That's yet to be determined. Sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts, Dunkin' Rewards. Erica runs on Dunkin' Donuts. So that's coming up a little bit later on here during our high school sports coverage. Lots of action tomorrow. In fact, we'll take a look at some of those events on the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. There's a triangular going on at Ithaca, baseball tomorrow. And action going on the softball diamond there. The original center is at Viroqua in baseball. Conference is over. Here we go. The pitch is upstairs for a ball. One ball and no strikes. River Valley softball team scheduled to go to Belmont tomorrow. There's some sort of a quad or a tournament going on there. 1-0 pitch here. Deal is going to be bounced toward third. Knocked down. Run trying to come home. Stepping on the bag is Berenson. She gets the out on the force at third. The River Valley scores run number two. Coming in to score for the Blackhawks is Alyssa Knockreiner. So that will make it a 4-2 ball game. Runner goes to second. Runner at first base. And here comes the next hitter up. This pitch is bounced back toward the middle. Cut off by Blevins. Goes the short route to second for the force. And that will do it. As Heglin is forced at second, River Valley scores a run and gets within two here in the inning. So they pick up a run. They do it with the aid of a couple of base hits. No errors and one left aboard. We are through four innings at River Valley High School. Platteville leads it 4-2 in area softball from WRCO and WRCO.com.
If your driveway or parking lot is looking tired and in need of some maintenance, the best choice is Wiscoat of Lone Rock. Wiscoat, local people committed to the local area and committed to the best customer service possible. Using the best products and techniques, Wiscoat will clean, edge, patch, seal cracks, and apply seal coating. Call now for your free estimate and get your job scheduled for next spring. 608-354-7690, 608-354-7690. Visit Wiscoat.com or check Facebook for Wiscoat. Go to Blown Rock.
Thinking about buying or selling? Let us help. Give Century 21 Complete Service Realty a call for all your real estate needs. We specialize in residential, commercial, land, recreational, and country lifestyle properties. Let our worldwide exposure, our local expertise, convenient office location, and full staff of agents sell your property. Don't stress out. Call Century 21 Complete Service Realty, your friends in real estate. 647-6145.
Welcome to Eastside BP, your go-to convenience stop on Richland Center's East Side. Open every day from 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 to 10 on Sunday. Fuel up with quality BP fuels and grab delicious kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, cookies, and muffins. Need groceries? They've got you covered with milk, pop, bread, buns, chips, and more. And don't forget to treat your vehicle to the touch-free automatic car wash. Eastside BP, Richland Center, your easy in, easy out convenience store.
It's the top of the fifth inning, and Platteville leading off here. They'll take a look at a ball. Leadoff hitter is Delaney Johnson. She'll be followed by Jackson Bergen and then Gabby Key. One ball and no strikes. Johnson doubled to knock in two runs last time and scored one herself. Here's one shot toward the middle. Knocked down by the shortstop. Stokes throws, and they got her. Good stretch from Taya Hatfield. And there is one away here in the fifth inning. That will bring up Berenjian, who made a nice play at third base previous inning. She has flown out to left field and singled to drive home a run. Left-handed batter hitting against Tessa Schluter. Schluter toes the rubber. And the pitch, that went high and inside. One ball and no strikes. Four runs and six hits for Platteville. Two runs, three hits for River Valley. They are ready to go again. Here comes the 1-0 offering, ripped in the air to left center. The left fielder, Haley Williams, is over. She's got it. And there are two away. Platteville's Gabby Key will make her way. Gabby has reached on an error and popped out. River Valley, even though they're trailing in the game, you kind of get the impression that they're confident in here. They've had some confident at-bats, but want to get down too much. Platteville team's a good club. Here's a slow bouncer. It's off her foot. Foul ball. Nothing in one. JV team's warming up. They'll be playing a little bit later on today. Later this evening. Sunrise time getting a little bit earlier every morning and sundown time a little bit later. Nothing in one. Here's the pitch. Foul back to the net for strike two. Nothing in two to the hitter. Brees has picked up a little bit coming in from the right center field area. Two strikes. Here comes the pitch. Ripped in the air. Shortstop side. Making the call is Stokes. And Brooklyn has it. Four out number three. It's quick hitting in the field and at the plate. Platteville goes 1-2-3 for the second time today. No runs, no hits, no errors. None left on. So we head to the bottom of the fifth inning. Platteville leads River Valley 4-2 in a key Southwest Conference softball game from WRCO and WRCO.com.
I'm Joanne Krulatz, president of the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County. Teens are becoming independent. You can play a role in their health and safety. Their brain is still developing and uniquely vulnerable to substance use. You can help young people in your life to make that one choice not to use substances. You can also help parents in our community to discourage underage drinking. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Stay on track with a new garage door from Garage Door Express in Lone Rock. They have the latest design and color options for commercial or residential doors, and a custom door is no problem. Maybe you already have doors that need attention. The service technicians at Garage Door Express have the knowledge and courteous desire to make sure your garage doors work properly. For a free estimate on new garage doors or service repair, call Garage Door Express at 604-4581.
WRCO.
It's the bottom of the fifth inning here at River Valley High School. Tessa Schluter leads it off for the Blackhawks. 4-2 Platteville. Here's the pitch. Pop toward the pitcher and caught by Shea, ranging a little bit over to her right. And there is one away. The batter now Lydia Willoughby. She'll be followed by Leah Makarowski for River Valley in the ballgame. Blackhawks have scored single runs in the third and fourth inning. Platteville plating three in the third and one in the fourth. Here's the pitch. Low for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Willoughby cocks the bat. Shea is set. The pitch is high. Two balls and no strikes to the batter. Our action coming to you live from River Valley. Glad you've joined us for the broadcast. 2-0 is going to be taken for a stride. 2-1. Lots of great games still to go. We hope a local team can go a long way in the softball tournament. The pairings come out hopefully by the end of this weekend so we know where everybody is headed. Here's the pitch. Strike two called, and it's 2-2. Baseball pairings will come out next week. Seems like we just did all that. How fast the year goes by. 2-2. Here's the next pitch. Ripped in the air to right center. The second base person back. Nice grab. Michaela Schnaring from second base, ranging back into the outfield grass and pulls it in for the second out. That will bring up Leah Makarowski, who is 1-for-2. She singled in the second inning. Kennedy Shea into the motion, and now the pitch ripped on the ground, left field side, knocked out by Blevins. She won't be able to make a play, and beating it out is Makarowski. So Leah is there. We'll give her a single on that one. Pretty sharply hit. Coming in to hit for River Valley, number 7, Destiny Gilbertson. So Destiny is in. One on, two away. Shea into the motion, and here's the pitch. It's upstairs. Throw back to first base is not in time. Johnson puts a seat down to first base to keep the runner honest. One ball and no strikes to Gilbertson. Shea into the motion, and here's the pitch. Down low for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Makarowski at first base. Here's the pitch. That one is high. 3-0 now to the batter. Blackhawks trying to start something with 2-away. Jay toes the rubber. Here comes the pitch. It's upstairs, and there will be another base runner. Makarowski goes to second. Gilbertson draws the walk. She's at first. Four of those given up tonight by Kennedy Shea, and it's up to Taya Hatfield, who has hit into a fielder's choice and walked. Dying runs aboard. Here's the pitch. That one is high. One ball and no strikes to the batter. Taya takes time. Jay into the motion, the deal. That one is outside. Snap throw back to first, and it's not in time. Two balls and no strikes now. The first two outs went quickly for the Platteville defense. Since that time now, the Blackhawks with a single and a walk. And Hatfield looking at 2-0. Here's the pitch. There is a strike. 2-1 to Taya. Ella Hillebrand will be next. So Hatfield, ready to roll again. 2-1 offering from Kennedy Shea. Here's the pitch. Outside, ball three. 3-1. Hatfield chokes up on the bat. Shea is set. The 3-1 offering bounced back to the pitcher. She gloves, she throws, and that will do it. River Valley's threat is taken care of in the fifth inning. No runs and a hit, no errors, two stranded. We go to the sixth. Platteville leads it 4-2 over River Valley in area softball from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Are you really getting the best collision repair service when insurance companies choose one for you? Your choice is simple. Choose Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. Don't let your insurance company fool you. You can choose the body shop for your repairs. With Classic Auto Body, you get twice the value. Nationally acclaimed quality at a reasonable body shop rate. Your choice is simple. Classic Auto Body located on Highway 14, Spring Green. 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers.
Get landscaping materials for the season now at All American Do It Center. Enhance your home's curb appeal with bulk or bag mulch, several styles of rock, landscape blocks, pavers, and edgers. Enjoy that patio or deck with chairs, outdoor furniture, a new grill, or steel fire pit. And don't forget that our rental center has the equipment and tools to help you get the project done. Landscape products available now at All American Do It Center in Tomah, Sparta, and Richland Center.
The old saying, the more things change, the more they stay the same, sure applies to the Phoenix Center. The bowling alley has been the go-to for good times and great food for generations in Richland County. It's where good friends become better friends and good times become awesome memories. From a delicious pizza to bowling to a conversation over your favorite drink. The Phoenix Center in Richland Center is the right choice every time. The Phoenix Center. Just call them at 649-7469.
Here in the top of the sixth inning, Kennedy Shea leads it off for Platteville. She'll be followed by Emma Graney and Claire Hoosier. Tessa Schluter into the motion, and here's the pitch. Ripped towards second, snagged by Lydia Willoughby. Line drive out, and there is one away. For the River Valley defense, now they have retired a total of six in a row. Emma Graney will hit, and then Claire Hoosier. 4-2 Platteville, top of six. Luter, ready to roll. There's the deal. That's outside. One ball and no strikes. We hope you have a great weekend, Mother's Day weekend. Lots of things going on around the area, some things to see and do. And spoil mom on Sunday. Here's a swinging strike by Graney, and that makes the count. One ball and one strike. Graney now calls time, has a word with her coach, happens to be your dad, Vince, talking here on the third base side. Conference is over, and now she will stand in. Nobody on, one away for Platteville in the top of the sixth. Schluter with a pitch, it's bunted, popped up, and foul against the net for strike two. One ball and two strikes. River Valley infield pulled in a little bit at third and at first, dissipating an infield hit or chopper. The bunt attempt would probably not happen here. This one is outside for a ball. Two balls and two strikes. Brew Crew taking on the St. Louis Cardinals this weekend. Hear the action on WRCE, FM 107.7, and 14:50 a.m. Here's a high fly to left center field. Trouble, and that one is going to drop in there. Picked up by the center fielder. Hegland brings it in. It's a double for Emma Graney. A one-out, two-bagger for Platteville here in the sixth inning. And Claire Hoosier will be the batter. Claire is struck out and single. 4-2 Platteville, top of six. For the Hill Women, that is their seventh hit. Hoosier squares, bunt, got a piece of it, foul ball, nothing in one. Back to the pitcher, Graney at second base. Hoosier moves up in the batter's box a little bit. The 0-1 from Schluter. Here it is. That one is high for a ball. One ball and one strike. Maggie Grabent is do next here for the Hillwomen, trying to get something going in the sixth inning to take a bigger lead. Here's the pitch down low for a ball. Count even at 2-1 in the sixth inning. Runner back at second base. Into the motion, Schluter. This one bounced foul outside of third for strike two. 2-2. Baseball coming up on Monday here. River Valley and Richland Center will make out their game that was rained out last night. I know both teams wanted to play it. I was ready to roll out of the driveway, but the rain just never stopped in time. Even today, they were working the diamond beforehand for practice on the baseball field, and it was wet. Looks better now. Here's a swing and a piece of it. Batter stays alive. Mahoney trying to grab that foul tip. That was a tough one. Kind of rolled on the first base side. And Hoosier still alive. It is two balls and two strikes. Greeny back at second. 2-2 offering. Swing and a miss. 2-0 now. Hoosier is gone for the Hillman. And that'll bring up Maggie Gravent. Jessa Schluter gets her out in front of one that time. Three strikeouts for the River Valley pitcher today. For nine hitter for Platteville is 2-for-2. Here's the pitch. Down low for a ball. Michaela Schnering due next for Platteville. We're in the top of the sixth inning. 1-0 to the batter. Gravent, Schluter into the motion, rocks and fires. That one is low. Two balls and no strikes. Two away in the sixth inning. River Valley trying to keep it a manageable deficit. 2-0. Here comes the pitch from Schluter. Strike called and a good one. 2-1 to the batter. Good old semi-retired Eric Brio is here somewhere tonight. Been out working hard on the golf course, I think. 2-1 offering. Here's the pitch. Bounce toward shortstop. Gobbled up there by Stokes. The throw. Got her. That'll do it for Platteville in the sixth inning. No runs in that double. No errors. And one left on. We go to the bottom of inning number six. Platteville in the lead, 4-2 over River Valley, an area softball for WRCO at WRCO.com.
Kleppe Grain Service is known for on-time transport of large quantities of grains or other crops. You can count on Kleppe Grain Service for a variety of innovative and customized hauling solutions. Call 608-604-5803. You work hard to plant and harvest on time. Jason will work just as hard to get your crops from the field to where they need to go. Kleppe Grain Service, it's the best choice. Call 608-604-5803. As a company founded by farmers, Rural Mutual Insurance has long understood the unique needs of the Wisconsin ag industry and the people who work hard in it every day. Tony and Dana Doherty, Rural Mutual Insurance offers farm families the best advice, personalized coverage, and fast claim service. And as Wisconsin's number one farm insurer, you can be confident that your farm is properly protected with Rural Mutual. Call Tony or Dana Doherty at 647-2972 to get a farm insurance quote from the leaders in the field. Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
Platteville has a new pitcher as we welcome him back. It is Michaela Schnering, who moves over from second to pitch, delivers a strike to the batter. Ella Hillebrand leading it off here for River Valley, and it is 0-1. Schnering in the ball game for Platteville, just a freshman. Star pitch earlier this year against Richland Center. There's strike two. She's got some pretty good zip on the ball as well. Kennedy Shea goes total of five innings, walks four, gives up four hits, and strikes out two. This one is down low for ball one. One ball and two strikes, 4-2 Platteville, bottom of six here in Southwest Wisconsin Conference action. 1-2 offering from Schnering. Here comes the wheel of the deal. That one is called a strike. There is one away, back to the top of the order. Brooklyn Stokes will be the batter for the Blackhawks. He has singled in two trips, lay down a sacrifice in the third. There's a strike call to the batter. Nothing and one. Hearing a sharp contrast to Kennedy Shea, a little bit harder thrower. There's a swing and a miss, nothing and two now to the hitter. Stokes checks back in. Here's the pitch to Brooklyn. Bounce foul outside of first base. And they'll come back and do it again. Excellent day to get a few games in. Probably will be some doubleheaders tonight. Excellent night for track meets. They're happening. 0-2 is swung on, ripped to right, base hit. There's the start for River Valley as Brooklyn Stokes laces one for the hit. That'll bring the tying run up. In the bottom of the sixth inning, Hannah Hegland. She's been hit by pitches twice. She also grounds out to knock in a run. One on, one away for the Blackhawks here in the sixth. Nearing toes the rubber, and the pitch is outside. One ball and no strikes. Outfield straight away in all fields. Eglin calls time, now stands in. Schnering's pitch, swing and a miss. Low and kind of inside that time. Eglin missed it. That makes the count one ball and one strike. Runner back to first. Here's the pitch. Batter bunt. She offered. It's strike two. Throw back to first. Not in time to get Brooklyn Stokes. So the count should be one ball and two strikes. Timeout for the plate to be swept. One, two, the count. Here comes the pitch. Change up, swing, and a miss. And there are two away. Big strikeout for Michaela Schnering. He's got two in the inning. And now coming in will be Haley Williams. Haley has flown out to center, walked, and hit into a fielder's choice. Runner at first, two away. Here's the pitch. Strike called on the outside part of the plate. Nothing and one to the batter. Time is called. Mirroring is set. Here's the pitch. Bounce foul. Strike two. Runner back at first base. Blackwell will have the top of its order up in the seventh inning. Two-strike offering from Schnering. There it is. Swung on, bounce foul with a runner going. And they'll come back and try again. Both these teams with some younger players seeing action tonight. Does bode well for the future. Stokes back to first. Two-strike offering from Schnering. Here's the pitch. Outside, runner going. Ball thrown to the shortstop covering, and they got her, they say. Delaney Johnson down to Alyssa Blevins, covering the bag, and the out is called. Thrown out runner is out number three, and that will do it for the Blackhawks in the sixth. No runs and a hit, no errors, and none left on. We go to inning number seven. It's Platteville 4, River Valley 2, WRCO and WRCO.com.
At Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, they're bringing the old with the new, like Oliver Tractors and Holton Trumpets united. Forget the old rusty notes. They're here to jazz up your water game. So if your well water is feeling a bit out of tune, call the Water Maestros at Advanced Pump and Well. Don't let your well be a solo act. Visit Advanced Pump and Well, where laughter and water flow freely.
St. John's Catholic School in Spring Green and St. Luke's Catholic School in Plain offer small class sizes, innovative learning opportunities, and a fun atmosphere for each and every student. The pre-K through 8th grade year of schooling is the stepping stone to a bright future for all students. Consider St. John's in Spring Green or St. Luke's in Plain. Happy to serve your children with a quality education and a lifetime friendship. Call 588-2021 or 546-2963 for more info today.
Looking to make your next major career move and find a place to call home? Rockwell Automation is hiring primarily second shift assemblers and material handlers in Richland Center with the ability to move up and advance your skills with ample growth opportunities. What could be better? If you're looking for a traditional work week, predictable and stable work schedules, and an environment that's clean, comfortable, and friendly, and let's not forget about the amazing benefits that begin on day one, Rockwell Automation might be the place for you. Learn more and apply at rockwellautomation.com/careers and search for Richland Center.
It is the top of the seventh inning. Tessa Schluter and the Blackhawks trying to keep Platteville down to just a two-run lead. Schluter will face the top of the order. Michaela Schnering stands in. Here's the pitch. It's a strike. Nothing in one. Good start here in the seventh for the RV defense. Alyssa Blevins and Delaney Johnson will follow for Platteville. Schluter back and ready. Here comes the 0-1 offering. It's swung on and fouled. Strike two. Nothing and two to the batter. Back it goes to the pitcher. Nearing set. Here comes the pitch. Popped up again and out of play. Over our heads here as we watch from the luxury skybox. Good vantage point here. You can watch baseball or softball as the games go on sometimes simultaneously. River Valley Baseball did not have a game today. 0-2 pitch, change up down low, and a ball. Now, one ball, two strikes to the freshman, Michaela Schnering. River Valley defense and a position with a possibility of a slow one on the third base side. Maybe it's a high fly to right center field. Going to get in there. Going to be picked up by the center fielder. Hegland brings it in. Solid single for Schnering. One on. Nobody out for Alyssa Blevin. Schluter and the defense had been cruising along. He retired six in a row before the double by Emma Graney last inning. Then got the next two outs. Platteville getting a seventh-inning single here. And the pitch to Blevins. It's a strike. Runner going. Throw to second is not going to be in time. Stolen base for Platteville. They're playing for a run here on the road. Trying to get an insurance run at least. Nothing in one on Blevins. Schluter into the motion. There's the pitch. Batter bunts it. Out in front of the plate. Picked up by the pitcher. The throw will be late. Everybody safe. Schnering goes to third. Blevins laid down a good one. So a bunt single and Delaney Johnson coming up for Platteville. She has flown out to center, doubled to knock in a couple of runs and scored, and she is grounded out. 1-for-3 officially. Platteville has the top two hitters on, leading 4-2. Here in the seventh inning and threatening. Here's Schluter's pitch down low and hit her. And the bases are going to be loaded. Daring stays at third. Levins goes to second. Johnson hit by a pitch is at first base. Jackson Berengen will be the batter. She flew out to left field in the second. Single to knock in a run in the third. And flew out to left in the fifth inning. They're loaded up. Here's the pitch. Strike one. Nothing in one to Behrenjan. Jackson displaying some power today. The sacks are packed with Hillman. Here comes the pitch. Inside and hit her. No place to put her, and a run will score. Schnaring comes in to make it 5-2. Blevins goes to third. Johnson at second. Behrenjan goes to first base. And a timeout. Hotville's going to bring in possibly a courtesy runner. Gabby Key will be the batter. So a run across to make it 5-2. Blevins at third. Johnson at second. Behrenjan at first. He has reached on an error, popped out a couple of times to shortstop. River Valley plan for a possible play at the plate. Here's the pitch, popped up, and out of play. Nothing in one to the batter. Latville leading by three here in the seventh inning. They have out hit River Valley. 9 for them. River Valley has a total of 5. Here's the pitch, flared toward third and caught by Makarowski in the foul ground, and there is one away. That will bring up Kennedy Shea, who stays in the game. She is the flex player now, or moved to flex. She comes in and will hit, looking for her first safety today. They're still loaded up. There is a force at any base for the River Valley defense. Schluter into the motion, and the pitch swung on, ripped up the middle as the base hit. Blevins will score. Johnson coming in, throw to the plate, the tag, and it's not in time. Blevins scores 2 more. Blevins and Johnson both come in. Behrenjan goes to third, and Shea at second base. It's a solid hit, helps her cause with a couple of RBIs. So there is one out. Coach Greeny coming in to have a word with the umpire. I think they're talking about a runner or the pitcher. That will be the case. Number 30, Maria Schmidt, is out at second base for Platteville. Platteville taking its largest lead of the game, up by 5 now at 7-2. Here's the pitch, ripped toward right field. Back is the second base person, Willoughby. Nice play. Lydia Willoughby hauls it in for out number 2. And it will be up to number 12, Claire Hoosier. Claire has singled in 3 trips. Behrenjan at third, and the runner Schmidt at second base. Here's the pitch. Strike called on the batter. Nothing in one to Hoosier. Luter in the RV defense, trying to shut the door and get back to the dugout. Here's the pitch. Down low and inside, and it gets by. They're going to try to score. Throw home, not in time. Behrenjan comes in with run number 4 of the inning for Platteville, and they lead it 8-2. 1 ball and 1 strike on the batter. Timeout for the plate to be swept off after a little dirt came across on the sliding runner. Hoosier moves up to the box. Fluter with a pitch. Low and inside. Makes the count now 2-1 on the batter. The runner Schmidt back at third base. Here comes Schluter with the pitch. 2-1 is fouled back. Got a piece of the catcher and the umpire. And it's strike 2. 2 balls and 2 strikes on the hitter. been a long seventh inning here for River Valley in the field. Hoosier, the eighth hitter of the inning. 2-2 offering. There it is. Ripped in the air to left field. Who's got it? Shortstop over. Running grab. Diving. Can't get it. Stokes went a long ways and couldn't quite haul it in. Falling down into the left field area there. Good effort. So Hoosier still alive. Player batting from the right side this time. Schmidt back to third base. 2-2 from Schluter. Here it is. The pitch inside and hit her, I believe. Yep, and she'll take her base. Runners are going to be at the corners, and the ninth batter of the inning for Platteville coming in. That's number 26, Maggie Grabent, and she has two hits on the day. Two for three. Runners at the corners. Schluter into the motion. The pitch foul down the first base line for strike one. Faced down by Mike Hoosier, the coach at first base. So back to Schluter. Runners at the corners. Here comes the 0-1 offering. It's a strike. Runner going to second. River Valley will concede that stolen base. Two strikes on the batter. Michaela Schnaring is due next for Platteville, the top of the order. Blackhawks trying to concentrate on the batter. Here comes the pitch to the number nine hitter. It's popped up. First base side, Taya Hatfield got it. Four out number three. That'll finally do it for Platteville. But they send nine batters to the plate and score four times. 8-2, Platteville leads River Valley. The Blackhawks down to their final three outs. They'll have the 3, 4, and 5 batters up in the bottom of the seventh next on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Make a career choice you can be proud of. Join the legacy at Pine Valley Community Village, serving with pride for 140 years, where you and your contribution truly matter. Enjoy exceptional benefits as a full or part-time Pine Valley employee, health, dental, and life insurance, plus holiday, vacation, and sick pay. And don't forget the fun, potlucks, dress-up days, prizes, games, and more. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Looking to stock up your freezer? Check out Prem Meats in Spring Green for fantastic meat bundles. Busy families will love their famous heat and serve barbecue pork, chicken, and beef for quick and delicious meals on the go. Planning a graduation party? It's not too late to contact them for all of your catering needs. Don't forget to try their fresh take and bake pizzas and Friday fish carryout specials. Prem Meats and Catering, where quality meets affordability.
Leading off in the bottom of the seventh inning for River Valley is Haley Williams. She was at the plate last time when Platteville was able to get a base runner out on the base paths trying to steal. And here's the ball. Williams, then Tessa Schluter, and Lydia Willoughby. 8-2. Platteville in the lead here in Southwest Conference softball. Schnaring on for a second inning of work. This one is high. Ball two. Two balls and no strikes. If you're River Valley, any old way, you just need base runners, right? Here's a bouncer toward second off of the second base person and into right field. And River Valley has its leadoff hitter on. One on for Tessa Schluter. Tessa today has popped out. She has walked to push in a run, and she has popped out. Runner at first, airing into the motion. There's the pitch. It's the ball. Runner back. Oh, caught between first and second. Throw to first. Dropped. And the runner is going to be safe at second base. Haley Williams gets out of the pickle. And the Blackhawks have a runner in scoring position. Fluter will try to get around on one here in the inning. Herring with the pitch inside, snagged by Johnson, the catcher. Two balls and no strikes. Counts are going to be tough for Platteville to get to. River Valley is going to put the pressure on him. 2-0 pitch, swing and a miss, strike one. 2-1 on Schluter. Outfield kind of deep in all fields. Snaring toes the rubber. Here's the pitch. Bounce back to the pitcher. Off her glove. Ricochets the shortstop. Blevins throw. And they call her out at first. Close play. It does advance the runner. Going to third base is Haley Williams. So one away. That is a 1-6-3 put out. And the batter, Lydia Willoughby, looking for her first hit today. Runner at third. River Valley trying to get that run across. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Nothing in one. Schnaring on for her second inning of work for the pitcher, Kennedy Shea, who stands to be the winner if Platteville continues to lead. This one is going to be called down low. One ball and one strike. Herring steps back on the backside of the ring. Here's the pitch. That one is high. 2-1 to the batter. Williams back to third base. 2-1 offering. Inside, ball three. Leah Makarowski due next for River Valley. Williams at third, the 3-1 offering from Schnaring. Here it is, strike two call. Full count now on the batter. Willoughby moves up on the handles. The payoff pitch from Schnaring. Here's the deal, bounce foul outside of third. They will come back and do it again. Cool. Breeze blowing across, sun-drenched diamond here. Been awesome for softball. River Valley would like it even more if they could come back. Payoff pitch down low, and there are two aboard with one away. First walk given up by Schnaring since coming out in relief. Runners at the corners, and it's up to Makarowski now. Leah today with two hits and a fly ball to center. 8-2 Platteville, last of the seventh. That one is high. One ball and no strikes. Herring reaching out, really putting the heat on that one, but missed out of the strike zone significantly. 1-0 pitch inside and maybe behind the batter. It's ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Williams at third. Willoughby at first. One away. Here's the 2-0. That's down low for ball three, and the runner steals second. Willoughby is now on at second. Williams at first for the Blackhawks, and the count goes to three balls and no strikes. Herring ready. Here's the 3-0. It's a strike. 3-1. Again, River Valley just needing some base runners here. Down to their last at-bat here. Unless they can make something happen. 3-1 is down low, and the bases are loaded. Makarowski draws the walk. Williams at third. Willoughby at second. Makarowski at first. And Destiny Gilbertson will be the batter. So Makarowski is going to check out, and we're going to hit another River Valley runner. Coming out to do the honors is Kenley Straka. Kenley seeing her second action of the game. Still only one away. Here is the batter. Gilbertson takes a look inside. One ball and no strikes. River Valley is low to the bases without a hit in the bottom of the seventh inning. Trailing it by six at 8-2. Here's the pitch. Swing and a foul. One ball and one strike. River Valley with the rally caps on in the seventh inning. One ball and one strike. Hearing from the windup, there's the pitch. Popped up. Catcher back. It's over the screen. And it came pretty close to us up here in the booth, didn't it? Oh. Sierra is looking to duck. I'm kind of under the table as well. All right, we're ready. 1-2 offering the pitch. Bounced toward the middle, and it's going to sneak in there for a base hit. River Valley will score one. They're going to score two. It is 8-4. Big hit by Destiny Gilbertson. Watch, two RBI single. That scores Williams and Willoughby. Makarowski's runner, Straka, goes to third. Gilbertson at first. And River Valley will have a base runner, I believe. Base runner change. So Gilbertson comes out, and Alyssa Knockreiner is in to run at first base. River Valley within four. It is 8-4 here in the bottom of the seventh inning. And we're going to see number one do some batting. And who do we determine this was again? Ella Myers. All right. Ella takes a look at a ball low. One ball and no strikes. Ella Myers wearing number one for the Blackhawks. Runners at the corners. One away. Here's the pitch. Bouncing ball to shortstop. Levin's down on it to second. One. There'll be no relay and a run scores. 8-5. So the runner, Straka, comes in to score. And on the play, River Valley with the runner at the second base. And Hillebrand will be the runner. Here comes the pitch. That one is a ball. Snap throw down to first and not in time. So the runner forced at second was out number two. Fielder's choice for Myers. She's on at first base. Three runs across. River Valley down to its last out. Pitch to Hillebrand. It is a ball. Two balls and no strikes. Ella is the seventh batter of the inning, the top of the order, due next for River Valley. Here's the pitch. Strike call. Throw down to first, not in time. 2-1 on the batter. They are keeping everybody honest here tonight. Myers at first base for River Valley. 2-1 offering from Michaela Schnering. Here's the pitch. Bounce towards third on the ground, but foul outside of the third base bag. So two strikes on the hitter. 2-2 to Ella Hillebrand. Myers back to first base. Here's the pitch. Inside for ball three. Count is full. Three balls and two strikes. Two away in the bottom of the seventh. Platteville leads it by three. River Valley trying to keep a glimmer of hope alive. Bearing is set. Here's the pitch to Hillebrand. Inside, and they walked her. So Myers goes to second. Hillebrand is first. Top of the order, Brooklyn Stokes coming up, and Platteville has a meeting in the circle now, the infielders and the catcher. Stokes today has struck out, laid down a sacrifice, and had back-to-back hits. Blackhawks trail by three in this one. Conference right now with Murray Duchesne in the lead. They've had a good run this year. Blackhawks come in with only one loss that I know of. River Valley with two losses at 6-2. Platteville trying to hand them their third defeat in the conference. Conference is over. Here is Stokes. The pitch It is called low for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Brooklyn, the eighth batter of the inning for River Valley. One ball and no strikes. Runners at first and second. The 1-0 pitch. Strike call. One ball and one strike. Hannah Hegland due next for the Blackhawks here in the seventh. Tying run at the plate. 1-1.